Scott Rawls. I'm president of North Carolina Community College System. I guess this will be the fourth holiday or the third holiday since the recession set in. So I have a feeling for both my family, but also for families across North Carolina, the challenges are still there.
Jill Tosico with NC State University. I would say in the past 5 years, I've increased my charitable giving spending and taking my daughter to get a name off the tree and giving gifts to other kids. She's in college now, so most of my money is spent on the tuition. So.
My name is Latoya McCandies, and I'm from Guilford Technical Community College. Well, I'm not really, a big spender for the holidays anyway, so things won't change too much for me as far as, cutting back.
Brittany Spraggins.
So where do you work? What do you do?
I do federal grants management at the Department of Justice.
How's your holiday shopping changed these past few years?
I've cut back a lot. We set a budget. My husband and I set a budget every year, and we stick to it. This year, we had a few unexpected occurrences come up in October, November, so we've had to cut back. We've set a $150 budget for the two of us. So we've really, really cut back.
David McCoy, and I'm the state controller. Well, I'm spending my money on my two daughters. My M&Ms, Meredith and Melissa. And Meredith is involved in the Teach for America project up in Nashville, Tennessee, teaching at-risk children in a inner-city school. And so she'll be coming home for Christmas, and I want to make sure she understands how much I appreciate her service. Melissa is an NC State grad this last year, and she's working with the little bitty tiny critters, the one-year-old, two-year-old, three-year-olds. And we're so very pleased that she has chosen that as an area that she wants to spend her energy. And so we're going to take care of her, too, to make sure she has what she needs to feel good about what it is that she's doing and enjoy the holiday season.